Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today. It's our market wrap-up and all market details coming up right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma, not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, strong pressure continued to be seen in the cattle futures with triple-digit losses holding in live and feeder cattle markets today, although prices were well off session lows as traders backed away from levels seen midday. Hog futures remained lower but in light trade with very little activity developing. Now, as far as the live cattle futures were concerned, the futures backed away from early session lows as additional focus had been placed on the movement in the cash cattle activity, which was actually developing bids, although no trade activity. Feeder cattle futures quickly backed away from early losses with nearby contracts now trading 1 to 2 lower. This is nearly a dollar lower from session lows based on little more than lack of follow-through market activity in the complex. Now, the grain futures started lower across the board here today, but then made a drastic turnaround and saw prices go to the higher side across the board. The wheat, corn, soybeans, at least wheat and corn all higher today. The soybeans did stay lower here so far. Wheat prices were originally following soybeans lower with a little bullish news circulating early on today. The first ratings for spring wheat out today showed the crop in very good condition with yield potential nationwide running 50.7 to 52.8 bushels per acre, according to some models. The corn prices are mixed right now with July futures again unable to move above the channels that's kept prices in check since April was posted. Monday's crop progress report showed 86% of corn plants planted nationwide, in line with our expectations, though seeding is slow in some areas. And the soybeans also posting another round of double-digit declines today, with weak charts adding to money flow sales as old and new crop futures break below their channels. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.